Health Radio FM. My name is Tammy McNabb, and today we're going to talk about five sneaky sources of gluten. Whether you've recently gone gluten-free or you're a veteran of the ways of gluten-free eating, you won't believe some of the hidden sources of gluten. Avoiding gluten can be a tricky game of hide-and-seek for so many people who just want to eat. Those with celiac disease or those that are gluten sensitive spend hours of their day and week scouring through labeling to make sure there is no gluten in the packaged foods that they're going to purchase. Sometimes it's easy to know where this protein will be. It's in grains. It occurs naturally in wheat, in barley, in rye, in bulgur, spelt, pastas, crackers, flours. This is the obvious gluten source. But gluten also hides in so many processed foods. So you have to scour the ingredients labels to make sure that it's not in what you're going to purchase. Now, Health Canada and the FDA are working on making the labelers more responsible for making it obvious to you. But until that time, you're going to have to make sure you continue being resilient and checking the labels for yourself and for the family member that has a gluten intolerance. Here's a real obvious one. Well, not obvious one. Here's one that you can't imagine would have gluten in it. It's licorice. Whether black or red, all sorts of nibs, most types of licorice, are very high in gluten. That's because they're made with a lot of wheat flour. It's usually the second ingredient listed. Chewy confectionaries such as jelly beans are a much better alternative when it comes to being gluten-free. Soy sauce. Obvious to veterans, not to newbie gluten intolerant people. If you're trying to be gluten-free, avoid dipping your sushi in that salty Asian condiment. Soy sauce is usually made with wheat or barley and soybeans. Instead, look for a substitute made with only soybeans, fermented soybeans. Another popular sauce that contains a lot of gluten is Worcestershire, which I always have a tough time saying, as most varieties are made from and with barley, malt vinegar, and soy sauce. Your hot drinks. Gluten may be hiding in some of your healthy hot drinks. Sometimes barley malt is added to tea blends to give them a hint of natural sweetness. Meanwhile, caffeine-free coffee substitutes are also culprits as they're made with rye, barley, or wheat. Burgers and dogs. Veggie burgers and hot dogs can be a healthy option for some people who are vegetarian or vegan. So we think because it's a vegetarian or vegan substitute, it must not contain the nasty gluten. But if you're gluten sensitive, you've got to know that vital wheat gluten or wheat flour is often the second or third ingredient listed in the packaging. Beef or chicken hot dogs, and sometimes burgers, are no better as they often contain gluten as well. Sometimes people who are on a gluten-free diet and they're being very strict and vigilant and looking at the labels and they think that they're doing a great job may be glutened, and this is from eating gluten food. You feel like you're still being affected by some culprit of gluten. Sadly, gluten-free on the label doesn't mean it contains absolutely no gluten, as your gluten symptoms will definitely show. You've eaten something, it says it's maybe gluten-free or doesn't contain gluten, but it actually does. Medical research has shown that many people with celiac disease, but not all of them, can tolerate a so-called standard diet with products averaging 200 ppm of gluten without winding up with a major symptom or additional intestinal damage. The standard diet would include gluten-free replacements for typical gluten-containing foods such as bread, cereal, and cookies. 20 parts per million is a minute amount of gluten, but even though it's tiny, 20 ppm may be more than enough to make you get gluten symptoms. Gluten sensitivity varies from celiacs and gluten intolerant. People with celiac disease and gluten intolerance seem to have dramatically varying degrees of sensitivity to trace levels of gluten. Some people can eat foods manufactured on machinery also used for gluten foods without getting any gluten symptoms, while others get symptoms from almost every processed food, especially from grain products, which are at a high risk of gluten cross-contamination. In order to consume baked goods with gluten-free flours, a gluten-sensitive person has to carefully choose and purchase whole grains and then sort them to remove any gluten grains. And yes, people have found wheat and barley grains in many different kinds of gluten-free grains. You would then wash the grain with a gluten-free soap, grind it to a flour for yourself. You should eat a mostly grain-free diet in part because of the ridiculous amount of time it takes to do all this. What can you do if you do get symptoms from gluten-free foods? Well, you have to be diligent. If you find yourself eating gluten-free products and you're still having celiac disease symptoms, you should check with your doctor first to make sure that there's no underlying health issues that are causing your discomfort and your symptoms. Once you've ruled out other potential causes for your gluten-free symptoms, you can take several steps to get gluten-free. First, try eliminating all grain products from your diet, even if they're marked gluten-free. Some celiacs do best on a grain-free, low-carb type diet. You're on the right track if your symptoms diminish grain-free. But if you're still experiencing nagging problems while even eating grain-free, try removing all processed foods from your diet. Everything that includes more than one ingredient or comes in a sort of packaging. If you stick to fresh produce, fresh meat, nuts, eggs, and dairy, assuming you're lactose intolerant or tolerant, you'll have the best chance of minimizing gluten cross-contamination and getting rid of any lingering gluten symptoms. That's my word for today, folks. Thanks for joining me.